Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Ol Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Pekudei. That is Perek Mem, Pasuk Aleph, and this is actually the seventh Aliyah in Parsha's Vayaka Pekudei when it's a double Parsha. And in this Aliyah, we're going to be learning about Hashem commanding Moshe what exactly the procedure of Akamas HaMishkan, setting up the Mishkan, is. Vaydaber Shalom Moshe Lamer, and Hashem said to Moshe, saying, B'yayim HaChadosh HaRishon, on the day of the first month, Be'echel HaChadosh, on the first day of the month, this means the first day of Nisan, Takamas HaMishkan, Oil Maid, you should establish, you should set up, you should erect the Mishkan, the El Maid. Vesamta Sham, and you shall place over there what is being placed in the Mishkan first, Ace Aaron Ha'edos, the Aaron of Testimony, Visakaisa Al Ha'arin, Esa Pareichas, and you should put the Pareichas as a screen, as a protection for the Aaron. Vevesas HaShulchan, and you should bring the Shulchan, Varachtes Erchai, and you should set up its arrangement, meaning put the Lechem upon him on it, Vevesa Es HaMenaira, and you should bring the Menaira, Valesas Nerisaha, and you should light its lamps, Venosata Es Mizbach Hazav Lekhtaris, and then you should place down the golden Mizbach for Kataris, Lefne Aaron Ha'edos, in front of the Aaron Ha'edos, which means right outside the Pareichas, Vesamta Es Masach HaPesach HaMishkan, and then you should put the masach, the screen of the entrance of the Mishkan. Then you should place down the mizbeach of the oilos. Lifnei pasach Mishkan oil maid, in front of the entrance of the oil maid. And then you should put the kiyor down in between the oil maid and the mizbeach. And place water inside of it. And you should set up the chatzar all around. And then you should set up the screen of the entrance of the chatzar. You should take the shemen ha-mishcha. You should anoint the Mishkan, ves kol asher bayin, and everything that's inside of it. The kidash doisai, you should sanctify it, ves kol kelov, and all of its vessels and implements, v'haya kodesh, and it shall be holy. Umashachtas mizbach ha'oil, ves kol kelov, and you should anoint the mizbech of the oilis and all of its implements, the kidash is ha'mizbech, and you shall sanctify the mizbech, v'haya mizbech kodesh kodashim, and mizbech shall be holy of holies. Umashachtas ha'kir ves kanai, and you should anoint the kir and its base, v'kidash doisai, and sanctify it. V'hikraftis iron ves banav, el pesach oil maid. And you should bring Aaron and his sons near the entrance of the oil maid, and immerse them in water, as Aaron, as Bigdei HaKadosh, and you should dress Aaron in the garments of holiness, you should anoint him, and you shall sanctify him, and he should be a kohen for me. And you shall bring his sons clothes, and dress them in their kutanois, in their tunics, and you should anoint them, just like you anointed their father, and they shall be kohanim for me. And it shall be that their anointment shall be for them for an eternal kahuna for all their generations. Vayas Moshe, and Moshe did kuchal asher tziva Hashem oisai kein asa, everything Hashem commanded him, so he did. Vayhi b'chodesh harishon, it was in the first month, b'shana hashenis, in the second year, b'echad l'chodesh, on the first of the month, again, the first of Nisan, the second year after leaving Mitzrayim, hukam ha-mishkan, the Mishkan was set up. Vayaka Moshe as ha-mishkan, Moshe erected the Mishkan, vayitehen as adonav, and he placed down its sockets, vayasem as kurashav, and then he put in the beams, vayitehen as brichav, and he inserted the bars, vayakem as hamudav, and then erected its pillars, vayifres as ha-oil al-mishkan, and he spread out the oil on top of the Mishkan. Over here, the Mishkan is referring to the first cover, which was on top of the Mishkan. The oil was the second cover, vayasem as michse ha-oil olav mimala, and then he took the covering of the oil, which was the third cover, and put that on top of the oil, kasher tziv Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayikach, and he took, vayitein eso edus el ha-aron, and he put the edus, the testimony, the luchais, inside the aron. Vayasem es habadim al ha-aron, and he put the badim, the poles, on the aron. Vayitein es ha-kapiris al ha-aron mamala, and he put the kapiris, the lid, on top of the aron. Vayave es ha-aron el mishkan, and he brought the aron into the mishkan. Vayasem es pareches ha-masach, and then he set up the screen, the protecting pareches, vayasech al aron ha-edus, and it screened the aron ha-edus. Again, it protected it, kasher tziv Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayitein es ha-shulchan ba'oil maid, and he placed the shulchan into the oil maid, al yarech ha-mishkan tzafayna, on the northern side of the Mishkan, meaning on the right-hand side of the Mishkan, mechutz la-pareches, right outside the pareches, vayarech olav erech lechem lefnei Hashem, and he arranged on it the arrangement of bread before Hashem. This is talking about the lechem upon him, kasher tziv Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayasem es ha-menayra ba'oil maid, and he placed the menayra inside the oil maid, noichach ha-shulchan, opposite the shulchan, al yarech ha-mishkan negba, on the southern side of the Mishkan, which is on the left side of the Mishkan, Bayal Haneres Lefnei Hashem, and he lit the lamps in front of Hashem, Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. Bayasem as Mizbach Hazav Ba'Oil Maid, and he placed the golden Mizbeach inside the Oil Maid, Lefnei Pareches, right in front of the Pareches. Vayakter Olav Ketaris Samim, and he brought Ketaris on it, Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Zayin, tells us, Vayakir all of Ketiris, Shachris V'Arvis, this is in the morning and in the evening, K'mashenemer, like it says, B'Biker, Behitive, Saneris V'Gaimer, every single morning when he prepares the lamps and when he kindles them, at the end of the day, he should light the Ketiris. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu did. With this, we conclude the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Pekudei, and we are still in the middle of the last Aliyah of Parshas Vayakir Pekudei. We're going to stop here for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Vayasem es masach ha-pesach ha-mishkan, and he placed the screen of the entrance of the Mishkan, veis mizbech ha-oila, and the mizbech ha-oila, the oilas were brought up on some Pesach Mishkan ha-omayid, he placed opposite the opening of the ha-omayid, vayal olav es ha-oila ves ha-mincha, and he brought up on it the oila and the mincha, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem had commanded Moshe previously, that he should bring these karbanos up. Let's take a look at Rashi over your pasuk chavtaz, vayal olav, af bayom ha-shmini la-miluim, hu yom ha-kamas ha-mishkan, even on the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, that's the day of the actual setting up of the Mishkan, Shimesh Moshe acted as the Kohen, v'hikrav Karbanos Sibur, and he brought all the Karbanos Sibur, chutz me'oisen shenitztavu b'bayayim, except for the ones that Aaron was commanded to bring, Shenemar says, kravel mizbeach. Remember, we learned previously that the 7 days of the inauguration of the Mizbeach and the Kohanim, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was actually the one that acted as the Kohen, and Aaron and his sons acted as the owners, they were not the Kohanim. Now on this eighth day, Moshe Rabbeinu also acted as the Kohen. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed. Vayasem es hakiyor bein oil mayid uvein hamizbeach, and he placed the kiyor in between the oil mayid and the mizbeach. Vayitein shom mayim lerachza, and he placed water over there for washing. V'rachatzu mimenu Moshe v'Aaron ubanav, and Moshe and Aaron and his sons washed es yudeim es raglayim, their hands and their feet. Bevayim al oil mayid v'karvasem al mizbeach yirchatzu, when they came to the oil mayid and when they approached the mizbeach, they washed. Kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. V'rachatzu mimenu Moshe v'Aaron Ubanav. Yoyim ha-shmini la-miluim, hoshvu kulum la-kahuna. On this eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, all of them were equal for kahuna. Moshe, Aaron, and his sons were all considered kaihanim. V'targumoy mekachin mina. Boy bayoyim, on that day, kidesh Moshe imayim, Moshe sanctified his hands and his feet with them. This is a very unique day. The first 7 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, only Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen, and afterwards, only Aaron and his sons were the kaihanim. On this eighth day, Moshe, Aaron, and his sons were all considered kaihanim. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayakim es ha-chatzer saviv la-mishkan v'la-mizbeach. He erected the chatzer all around the Mishkan and the Mizbeach. Vayitein es masach shar ha-chatzer. And he placed the screen of the gate of the chatzer. Vaychal Moshe's ha-melacha, and Moshe completed the work. Vaychas ha-anen es oil maid, and the cloud covered the oil maid. Uchvayd Hashem, and the glory of Hashem, malayas ha-mishkan, filled the Mishkan. V'loyach ha-Moshe lavi al-oil maid, and Moshe was not able to come to the oil maid. Kishachan al va'anen, because the cloud had rested on it. Uchvayd Hashem, malayas ha-mishkan, and the glory of Hashem filled the Mishkan. Rashi explains over here that Moshe was only able to go into the Mishkan once the cloud lifted a little bit. Uvayahalas ha-anen me'al ha-mishkan, and when the cloud was raised up from the Mishkan, Yisu b'nei Yisrael, that's when the b'nei Yisrael would journey b'chom asan along all of their journeys. V'mloye aleha anan, if the cloud did not rise up, v'lo yisu ad yom ha'alaysay, then they wouldn't travel until the day that it did rise up over the oil maid. Ki anan Hashem al Mishkan yomam, because the cloud of Hashem would be on the Mishkan by day, v'esh tia laila boy, and fire would be on it at night, leinei kol b'nei Yisrael b'chom asayhem, before the eyes of all b'nei Yisrael in all of their journeys. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk la merches lo'enei kol beis Yisrael b'chol maseihem b'chol masa shahayu naisem. Any journey which they would travel on, haya ha'anan sheichin v'kaim asher yachinu sham, the cloud would rest at the place which they were to encamp over there. M'kaim chan yasem afu kari masa, the place where they would camp is also called a journey, a masa. V'chein v'yelech l'masav, l'fishem im'kaim ha'chanoya, because from the place where they would camp, chazur v'nasu, they would travel again. L'kach nikru kulan masayis, that's where they're all called journeys. Where they encamped is also called a journey. We're going to stop here for the day. We've completed not only Parshas Pekudei, but also Vayakel Pekudei, if it was a double Parsha, and all of Chumash Shmos. Mazel Tov, Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.